You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Maiken Scott. Artists often use their life experiences as an inspiration for their work, sometimes turning adversity into something beautiful and meaningful. Laura Spencer has this report about one Kansas City artist who's addressing a chronic illness with spectacular glitter.
Dylan Mortimer grew up the son of a Missouri preacher, and he's explored faith and spirituality in his artwork for more than a decade, in a very public way, with outdoor prayer booths and oversized sculptural halos. Now he's turning to something he's kept private, a chronic illness. I met up with Mortimer in a large white box gallery in Kansas City's Arts District just before his show opened in December. He's tall and boyish, and there's a trace of gold glitter on his neck.
When you think of glitter, it's 99-cent store and cheap and very accessible materials, but yet it has this shine and this very, you know, illuminated kind of divine look to it.
For the last year, Mortimer has focused on creating a new series of what he calls signs, inspired by the glitz and glamour of Las Vegas or Times Square. They're like large 3D paintings made of foam, plastic, and caked on glitter. And for the first time in his artwork, he's sharing his experience with cystic fibrosis. But making it has been a challenge.
Yeah, because I'll be out of breath just kind of getting in my studio and walking in. So I just have to go slow, you know, so it's possible. Just kind of sit down a lot, take breaks a lot.
Cystic fibrosis runs in his family. His mom has it, his younger brother has it, and he was diagnosed with it when he was only 3 months old.
Kind of when you grow up a sick kid, you just sort of want to be normal and you don't want to talk about it.
But Mortimer says he felt dishonest at this point not to bring his illness in to his art.
This season of my life and this season of work felt right to bring it in, partially because the severity of it has increased. I'm not far from being put on a list for lung transplant.
Thick, sticky mucus is a symptom of cystic fibrosis, and it clogs the tubes, bringing air in and out of the lungs. Mortimer says he's down to 33% lung capacity, and his daily awareness of this has worked its way onto the walls of the gallery, a red and pink bronchial tree lined with Christmas lights, images of rib cages, and tennis shoes.
There's also this mix of kind of Air Jordan shoes in here too, because there's air in the shoes and I want more air. I did a Google search for more air, and the first thing that comes up is Air Jordan and Nike Air Max and all these things. So I thought, how appropriate.
37 is about the life expectancy for most people with cystic fibrosis these days, although some live into their 40s or 50s, and Mortimer is now 36.
The very first piece I made was that one back there that says, can I live, with a teardrop. So that's kind of a question I've been asking from early on. Can I live? Can I survive this?
There's no cure for cystic fibrosis, but there's ongoing scientific research and new medications. Mortimer says since he was little, he's taken more than a dozen medications each day, including a new one that he says has given him more energy and helped with weight gain, but he knows it's not a cure.
So my surface level journey in life, of course, is finding ways to be healthier, finding a cure, but I need cure in a lot more ways than that, you know, too, spiritually, mentally, psychologically. I think we're all searching for cures.
Mortimer says that art and faith both offer ways to dialogue, to ask the tough questions, although there aren't always easy answers, and that maybe some of his artwork and its shiny glitter will help start conversations about life and death and hope. For The Pulse, I'm Laura Spencer.
Did you like this story? Subscribe to our podcast. It's on iTunes.